When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with my colleague Josh Rogan, the Global Opinions columnist for the Washington Post, about Tim Walz, the newly nominated vice presidential candidate for the Democratic Party, the governor of Minnesota. What was fresh here is that Tim Walz has a long and very, very well-educated experience with the People's Republic of China, and in Congress from 2000 election in six, serving from seven for 12 years, I believe. He was much devoted to a committee raised by Congress that involves itself with human rights in China, the very, very confrontational human rights in China. And Josh explains that this is very far from being cooperative with the People's Republic of China, the Chinese Communist Party. It's confrontational. Here's Tim Walz on a committee looking into human rights in the human rights abuser, the People's Republic of China, and its bosses. More of this tonight.
Right. So there are two commissions, which are sort of not really committees. They sit some like, you know, a couple blocks away from Congress, but they're established by Congress. One is for security and one's for human rights. And the Congressional Executive Commission on China is the human rights one. And they hold a bunch of hearings and issue a bunch of reports about human rights in China. And he was on that commission as a commissioner for 12 years and very active, in fact. And, you know, he actually went above and beyond. He would have students from Minnesota meet Tibetan government leaders in exile. He would spend time with the Hong Kong student activists who wanted to go around Congress and meet people. He would help them do that. You know, he would advocate for Tibetan political prisoners. I don't really know anybody else in Congress, maybe Jim McGovern Frank Wolf. And Chris Smith are the only ones I can remember who ever go that far. So, you know, he's deeply, deeply invested in the cause of human rights in China. And, you know, there's a lot of people in that community who came out to defend him this week because he got attacked by, you know, the Trump war room and by, you know, Fox News for somehow being weak on China. And it's kind of tough to attack him as weak in China without ignoring the fact that he's been one of the champions of human rights in China. For the last 20 years.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.